Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To me, it was a no-brainer. Once I got released, there was like a few spots I had in my mind that I might have been interested in, and this was at the top of the list. So to come back here, be a part of a contender, work with Josh and all the boys again, I was just really excited about the opportunity, and I'm happy to be back. So I'm very energized, feel very positive about it, and me and my family are very happy.
I know you just mentioned some of them, but like the reasons you wanted to come back, what kind of stood out most of all?
Yeah, I think being a part of this team, I love the guys here. I love working with Josh, the coaching staff, Coach McDermott, and being with Brandon Bean, and then having the opportunity to be in this offensive system. And then learn from guys like Coach Joe Brady and get to work with and RC and those guys. So it's get to be a part of a great room, play in this system, and be a part of a contender. It was just this year I had here was a special year to me, being a part of this team and this community, and I'm looking forward to getting back to that.
What do you think you learned about yourself the last couple of years while you were that you'll bring back to Buffalo now?
Just experience. I mean, over the years, you just see a lot of football and you go through some ups and downs and you just carry all that with you. But I have a lot of experience and wisdom to share with the young guys or any other guys on this team. But I'm going to work my tail off and just continue to push my teammates and be somebody that everybody can lean on and be that team guy that can help anybody and just help us win games.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, next Mitch, question will be from AG.
Thanks, X. Hey, Mitch, Elena with ESPN. Welcome back. I guess just what kind of was this free agent, you know, after getting released by the Steelers, and you said there were some teams that you were interested in. What kind of was it like you mentioned wanting to play for a contender and that kind of thing? What else were you looking for in an opportunity?
It was very chill, to be honest with you. It wasn't like my other free agencies. I was thankful that the Steelers released me earlier than free agency actually started. So I was, my agent was able to start talking to some teams. And so I took a very relaxed approach. I just had a feeling that I would end up exactly where I was supposed to be. And when this opportunity came back, it just felt like right. It felt like kind of coming home in the end. So just to reunite with this team, and really playing this offensive system that's friendly to the quarterback, something I'm familiar with that I think helps my skill set. It just felt like a no-brainer. It felt like coming back home. So I was very excited about it. It was a very relaxed process for me, and it just seemed easy.
Were those conversations with the Steelers like the, you knew, you said you were thankful they released you early. Just how do you kind of end things there?
Yeah, it was a good mutual breakup, I guess you would call it. I mean, there were rumblings that they were going to do it. And my mindset was if it's going to happen, it'd probably be more beneficial to do it sooner rather than later. And it helped me get a head start on free agency. So it was beneficial for both sides in the end. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my time there. So there's a lot of good people. And I'm just looking towards the future now.
Back from when you were here in 21, like, how do you feel like anything about you, like as a quarterback specifically, like you've learned or kind of adjusted or changed or anything? Like when you look back on yourself when you were here in 21, what kind of maybe has changed?
Just been through a lot. I think I've played in a lot of different systems and I kind of know what I don't like and do like by now. And I think coming back to this system, it's a one I'm a lot more comfortable in. And I think it's better for my skill set. So it's good for the quarterback. It gives you a lot of freedom. And we got a lot of playmakers, get them the ball open in space. And I think just being around the guys here can really bring out the skill set and not just me, but everybody else.
Have you kept in touch with Josh over the last couple of years? Like, are you guys like talking? Like, yeah. Was he pumped when he heard you come back? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, I think he's excited. We stay in touch over the last couple of years. Definitely not as much as when I was here, but we stay in touch, and I've always been rooting for him. So to be on the same team again is going to be special, and I'm looking forward to going to war with these guys.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
Big Mitch, Mookie Harkins, welcome to Sports Today. Welcome back.
How's it going? Appreciate it. Glad to be back.
I'm good, man. How's the baby?
He's doing great. My wife was pregnant with him last time we were here, and now everybody coming back gets to see him when he's two. So he's not with us today, but I'm excited to bring him back up here to Buffalo to where it kind of all started for him. But it's special. The family's doing great. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. How contagious is Buffalo, right? For you just to come back and knowing that this is so much of a perfect fit for you.
It really is. I think that's a good word for it, being contagious. I mean, that positive energy, I think it brings out the best of you and everybody else. And I just wanted to be a part of that again. I had such a great, fun year the year I was here, and it just felt right to run it back and be a part of this team and culture and community again. So I'm really looking forward to it. It just felt right. I feel like I'm at home, and I'm just ready to get back to work.
Absolutely. Now, I'll have your time and your experience in Pittsburgh help you become a better player, as well as some of the things that you could probably help Josh along the way.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely had some ups and downs in Pittsburgh. I think I learned a lot more about what not to do and things that I don't like necessarily, and just being able to voice those opinions and have those opinions be heard, I think is important. And you come to a place like this where they do value Josh's opinion a lot and the quarterback's room opinion and that leadership, and you need that to trickle throughout the building. So just being able to speak up about what you like and don't like and having that resonate within the offense and throughout the building, I think is important.
Absolutely, man. And I know you're being back here in Buffalo, so that means you get the opportunity to go back to some of your favorite eateries, right? So what is one of the favorite eatery that you can't wait to go to being back here in Buffalo?
Oh, definitely some Barbill chicken wings and then Elm Street Bakery. Those are two of our favorite spots, so we're going to hit those very soon.
Absolutely, my guy. Welcome back, and can't wait to see you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Mitch, I think I'm up.
Yep.
Congrats on the contract. Curious if you've touched base with Joe Brady at all. I know he might be a new face for you. What are your impressions of him?
Yeah, I'm excited to work with Joe. I got to catch up with him a little bit today. As from what I've been watching over the years that I was gone, the system has really stayed the same, but he's really put his flavor on it. So I'm excited to work with him. He's kind of got that contagious energy as well. He brings a lot of energy, passion for the game. But after my talks with him, he's going to let me play my game, right? So I'm not trying to be Josh Allen. I'm trying to be Mitch Trubisky and bring my skills to the table and do what I can do in this offense. So I really enjoyed my talk with him. I enjoyed my talk with Ronald Curry. So I'm looking forward to working with another North Carolina guy, which is really cool. And it's good to be back in this system and just ready to hit the ground running. Just learning from those guys, getting back into the verbiage and get ready for OTAs.
You mentioned that Joe has put his own flavor on the system that is familiar. Is it too early for you to say what that flavor sort of is, or can you put your finger on exactly what it is?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is yet, but from my talks with him, he just wants to play to each player's strength. So if you got a strength, he wants to utilize those. And then just continue to work on the weaknesses in your game and just play exactly what your game is and do what you're capable of, but also playing within yourself and within the offense, I think is what I got from my talks with him. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to just continue to progress my game as well, continue to get better, but also help Josh and all the other boys that I can and just contribute to this team in any way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think that is all we have time for today. Thank you, Mitch, for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Happy to be back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.